I got forwarded this list. I think it's one of these BuzzFeed things, but it's actually pretty funny. Weird things that people have posted that they find attractive.
Okay.
If you're in the dating world. I guess this could just be someone you're already with. Something sure. Something sexy you find that they do. Colorful socks.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You find that sexy?
That's what they say.
I mean, I guess I could see, like, you have some fun socks that you wear with your suit. And I could see if a guy's, like, in a nice suit and he lifts up his leg to cross and he's got colorful, fun socks on, it might mean, you know, like, I'm business casual, but also fun.
That's what it says.
Man,
here.
That
it
guy's
says,
sexy.
When I see a guy wearing a pair of super wacky, colorful socks, especially if they're mismatched, turns me on. I start climbing up the wall. That's
what?
Interesting.
That's a little weird, but okay. All right.
Oh, man.
I'm attracted to men who always look tired. Indicates to me they work real hard and mama needs a diamond ring.
No, I just don't sleep well. These bags under my eyes.
I got bad genetics.
Yeah, I just look like crap in general. So.
There's a girl who calls herself Merly Blackbird, I'm sorry. And she says, I find my boyfriend super hot because he has just a mustache and loves to wear sweaters. He's like a sexy Flanders from The Simpsons. Don't care. I love it.
Sexy Flanders. Oh, my God.
I love super impractically long nails on a woman. There's something hot about it.
How do you feel about that, Robbie?
I hate nails. I hate that. I hate big anything
on
it. Well, like, I shouldn't say that.
Like some nails for a good back scratch, but not those super long ones. Also, I hear it's really hard to wipe with those. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's hard to do a lot of things with those. Man.
Be extra careful not to get any doo-doo under the fingernails.
I don't know why. I don't know why you would say that.
Oh, my God.
Being able to make a good Excel spreadsheet.
They find that attractive?
That's from Sweet Daddy 10 finds
Sweet
that attractive.
Sweet Daddy 10 likes a good Excel spreadsheet, huh?
Shows me that a woman's good with her money.
Okay. Or just good with Microsoft Office.
Here's the best one. My husband got himself a bear onesie. Yep, it's a onesie with little teddy bears on it. He's so cute. I'm aroused.
Isn't there a word for those people that like that kind of thing?
Yeah, the people like onesies.
Or flurries.
Yeah, all right, okay. That's a lot. It's a lot for this time of the day.
Uh-huh.
I got forwarded this list. I think it's one of these BuzzFeed things, but it's actually pretty funny. Weird things that people have posted that they find attractive.
Okay.
If you're in the dating world. I guess this could just be someone you're already with. Something sexy you find that they do. Colorful socks.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You find that sexy?
That's what they say.
I mean, I guess I could see, like, you have some fun socks that you wear with your suit. And I could see if a guy's, like, in a nice suit and he lifts up his leg to cross and he's got colorful, fun socks on, it might mean, you know, like, I'm business casual, but also fun.
That's what it says.
Man,
here.
That
it
guy's
says,
sexy.
When I see a guy wearing a pair of super wacky, colorful socks, especially if they're mismatched, turns me on. I start climbing up the wall. That's
what?
Interesting.
That's a little weird, but okay. All right.
Oh, man.
I'm attracted to men who always look tired. Indicates to me they work real hard and mama needs a diamond ring.
No, I just don't sleep well. These bags under my eyes.
I got bad genetics.
Yeah, I just look like crap in general. So.
There's a girl who calls herself Merly Blackbird, I'm sorry. And she says, I find my boyfriend super hot because he has just a mustache and loves to wear sweaters. He's like a sexy Flanders from The Simpsons. Don't care. I love it.
Sexy Flanders. Oh, my God.
I love super impractically long nails on a woman. There's something hot about it.
How do you feel about that, Robbie?
I hate nails. I hate that. I hate big anything
hate
on
it.
Well, like, I shouldn't say that.
Like some nails for a good back scratch, but not those super long ones. Also, I hear it's really hard to wipe with those. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's hard to do a lot of things with those. Man.
Be extra careful not to get any doo-doo under the fingernails.
I don't know why. I don't know why
oh
you would
my
say
God.
That. Being able to make a good Excel spreadsheet.
They find that attractive?
That's from Sweet Daddy 10 finds
Sweet
that attractive.
Sweet Daddy 10 likes a good Excel spreadsheet, huh?
Shows me that a woman's good with her money.
Okay. Or just good with Microsoft Office.
Here's the best one. My husband got himself a bear onesie. Yep, it's a onesie with little teddy bears on it. He's so cute. I'm aroused.
Isn't there a word for those people that like that kind of thing?
Yeah, the people
Fluffies
like onesies.
Or flurries.
Yeah, all right, okay. That's a lot. That's a lot for this time of the day.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Vinny knows about this yet, and I haven't told him about that.
Okay.
Yesterday, actually, I don't think he knows about this. I don't know what he knows about, to tell you the truth.
He doesn't pay attention to much, so I don't, I don't know that he knows much about anything.
Yeah. He and I are hanging out on Saturday. Did I mention this?
Oh, you are?
He does know about that.
What are you doing?
I have to stop by the office on Saturday, and, you know, he comes in on the weekend sometimes to work on stuff for the show. So I said, hey, guess what? I'm coming in.
He says, you guys aren't hanging out. You're working.
Well, we'll be hanging out because I don't have anything to... I don't have anything to do with him, per se. I just have some stuff I need to do in the office, and he's also going to be there.
Are you guys
going to
go out for, like, a beer after, or what?
I would. You want to go for a beer? You don't want to go out for a beer with me, do you?
No, have a beer on air.
Well, that's illegal.
Yeah,
but
I don't think we'll do that. It'll be like Mr. Rogers and his grandson.
I thought that's what they did back in, like, the 70s. They smoked and drank during the radio shows.
Yeah, well, that's true. He makes a good point there.
Is it the 70s?
No.
Okay.
It could be.
Well,
I'll be sure to wear some polyester bell bottoms when I see you on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. It is Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
That wouldn't even look weird. You just look normal. Like,
listen,
okay.
If I were wearing bell bottoms and I took him for a beer, it would absolutely look weird. There's no question about
it. I'm sorry. I just pictured you in bell bottoms. Like the low rise.
Are you done now?
I'm sorry. I'm done. Yes. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you bring this up because actually, speaking of DJs, this is what I was going to mention. This is the this is what I had planned for this time on the big broadcast. And Vinny, this is what I said. I don't think that you know. We have this guy who's a radio guy.
Yeah.
I won't embarrass him. And when I say radio guy, I use the term pretty loosely. I mean, he's done some news. I think he might have worked at some AM station back when people were smoking in the studio, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he's a nice enough guy.
He's very nice.
For whatever reason, he's one of these people that is on Facebook all the time.
Yeah, he's that person that likes all of your stuff as soon as you post it.
Yeah, so if you take a picture of yourself, you say, this might be fun to put on Facebook. 15 seconds later, he's there with the like.
Right.
And I mean, I guess that's nice. And he also is the kind of person that I worked in the same building with him. Mm-hmm. I think he might have worked for me at one point a long time ago. But, like, we were never friends. We were never going out for beers on a Saturday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he will send messages just, good morning, hope you're doing well today.
Right.
Like he's a
radio
life coach or
rock
something.
Stars.
I guess it's very nice. And I'm worried that he's going to hear this and take it the wrong way because he's very nice. But he sent a picture of himself to Rochelle in the studio with his earphones on. You know?
Yeah.
And I guess that's fine. But why are you sending a picture of yourself to anybody in their DMs? He's never met you.
No. No, he's never actually met me, but he does the same thing. So, he sends me messages, just have a good day. And they are nice. It's very nice. Yeah. I don't know you. I don't know. I mean,
so it's
okay.
It's a little bit strange.
Yeah.
But we have this running joke because a minute, you know, something gets posted, this guy will be
right
there.
Right away, yes.
So Rochelle goes, I said, what's the matter? She said, I'll screenshot it and send it to you. And a couple of minutes go by, and I go, were you going to send me something? She goes, yeah, I sent it to you. Uh-oh. And a screenshot of her instant messenger, or whatever they call it, on Facebook, of this guy who sent a random picture of himself working, going, hello.
Right.
You sent it to your ex.
I did.
By accident. So
a
couple questions there. I don't know how you confuse my name in text with his name in text.
Well, to be fair, he doesn't have a name on my text. It's... The contact is thou who shall not be named.
Yeah, Voldemort. Okay.
That's actually what it says in
my
contact.
We have a Harry Potter situation, yeah. So again, I don't know how you confuse him with me.
Well, I didn't confuse him. Grayson was texting from his phone earlier before he...
Because he has to use dad's phone because he's five.
Right, yeah. So he's texting me from dad's phone before he was going to school. And so he had sent me a text message that I didn't respond to. So when I opened up my text messages...
You weren't thinking and you just sent it to him.
It just automatically... Yeah, I was thinking you would be because you're the only person I usually text. So
then does he reply to this when you send him his random picture of this guy that you don't know?
Yeah, so I sent it and then I was like, oops. Wrong person, sorry. And he said, no worries, pal.
No worries, pal?
Nice.
Pal?
Nice.
Pal?
Well, that's passive aggressive, right?
No worries, pal. What?
I mean, I call Vinny pal, and I don't mean it in a nice way.
This is my ex.
Yeah, that's strange.
That's such a weird thing to say.
No worries, pal.
No worries, pal.
Actually, you know what that kind of sounds like? That sounds like something Joe Biden would say. Come on. This is America. Pals and buddies, guys and gals.
I love that you're...
Now, the fact of the matter is,
right.
We're all friends here.
I love that you're doing Jim Carrey doing Joe Biden.
I think you know what I'm doing? I'm doing a higher-pitched Clint Eastwood is what
oh,
that
okay.
is.
Oh, okay, there you go.
This is America. Now, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Come on, is that a good Joe Biden? What do you think? I just gave myself goosebumps.
It's like a six.
You gave
it's
yourself a six. Goosebumps.
It's a six. I thought that was pretty good. I was working on this the other day in the car, and I'm like, see, I
Sad
got
truth.
It. Because, you know, I got the Obama. I got the Obama. I can do it right here anytime you need me to do it. And I know everyone's heard me do the Trump, and I do the candidate. So I'm like, man, now I can finally do the Biden. If we got a story about him, I can goof around.
You're very
Wait,
excited.
Do your Obama one again.
Why? You didn't like it?
I don't think that sounds like Obama.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, look, coming in, and here's what we're going to
nope.
do. Rallied
nope.
up, ready to go.
Peanut butter cup.
Isn't Obama
bar?
More like, my fellow Americans, today we're joined to talk about killing Osama bin Laden!
You know, that wasn't horrible. I mean, I knew what you were doing.
Well, again, like you were doing Jim Carrey doing...
I was not doing Jim Carrey. That's my own impression.
You're doing Dana Carvey doing Barack Obama. That's what your impression is.
I can't get credit for anything around here.
Listen, are you not?
Listen, pal. That's my impression.
Call me pal. Just a different style.
It's just a different style. I'm sure he enjoyed that picture of our friend.
Yeah.
With his headphones on.
Weird.
Well, you can almost smell it now. The big Halloween weekend is just about here. There have been a lot of fun events going on for Halloween. And then the rest of the holiday season kicks off because it'd be November 1st.
Right.
So here we go.
So it's Christmas.
Thank you for sending these into us. Either on Facebook, you can slide up on our DMs, as Vinny would say.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can email us right on our page on the website. So either way, thank you for getting to us. If you got a fun event, if you got a charity you're supporting, trying to raise some funds, raise some awareness. Moonlight Maze and Campfires in Von Thun's Country Farm and Market. It's happening this Friday, Saturday, 6 to 10 p.m. You navigate the 6-acre interactive corn maze by moonlight or flashlight and take a hayride to their pumpkin patch for a campfire story with s'mores.
Wow, that's fun.
VonThunFarms.com. Those are like those scary stories to tell in the dark, you know?
Like the ones we did the other day. Your mom is coming.
No. No. You remember there was that series of books, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Yep.
The one that always sticks in my mind, I think it was O. Henry. You remember him? He was an author. He's a Scary Stories author. And there's a story about this couple, and they drive into the woods, and they're kind of making out in a car in the woods, and there's a guy with a hook.
Oh, my gosh.
And he tries to get at the door, and...
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it was very scary.
See, I used to watch like Goosebumps and.
Oh, and then there was the girl goes on a date. All of them were dates, right? And she had a ribbon around her neck or something.
Yeah.
Her head falls off.
To this day, you still don't like when I wear chokers because of that.
No, yeah.
you don't like chokers.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Better bring your own flashlight. Neptune Township Recreation hosting a special Halloween event. This is a little more my speed. They're showing the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh, that's fun.
I love Snoopy and Charlie Brown.
Who doesn't?
That's going to Gable School Gym tomorrow night starting at 5:30. They're going to have a costume parade, a magic show before they show the movie on the big screen or the big projection on the wall, I guess. NeptuneTownship.org for the info on that. The Boo at the Boardwalk continues this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, noon to 4. Trick-or-treating, crafts, face painting for the kids. Jenkinsons.com for all the details. And then at the Tiki Bar there at Jenks at Night, 107.1 The Boss is going to be out for the big costume contest that starts at 7 o'clock. So we will see you there. Those events and more at 107.1theboss.com. Just click the events page. Couple things we thought you would like to know this morning. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, doing some fall cleaning, if you will, around the house, around the apartment.
Yeah.
I know we talk a lot about the place where we live.
We do. We're there a lot.
They're kind of rearranging things or looking for something. And you said, oh, I know where... I was looking for a check, the checkbook.
Yeah.
And usually, well, I won't reveal where I keep it, but I know where I keep it, just in case there's some cons out there thinking about breaking into our place.
Sure, and stealing a check and writing a check from our checkbook, which won't bounce.
Which won't bounce.
I swear.
For sure. I know where it usually was, and I said, I can't find it. You said, oh, I had to write one... For something or other, for the kids' summer camp or something. Mm-hmm. So I've got it. I said, okay. And then 10 minutes go by, and I've come out, and I'm sitting on the couch, and I've forgotten that I even asked you, and you come out, and you go, here it is. You have a gym bag filled with our financial records, you know, like our taxes from this year, from the last year.
Uh-huh.
And I guess included in this was the checkbook.
Uh-huh.
And I said, where'd you come out with that? What is that? We so this is our financial stuff. I keep it all here. I said, in a gym bag? Okay. And I go, now, wait a minute. Where? Because you had emerged from the bathroom. And we have a bathroom ensuite, and then we have another bathroom out in the hall.
Uh-huh.
You come out of the bathroom in the hall. You said, oh, it was under the sink. I said, it was under the sink in the bathroom? There's several questions that emerge here. The first thing I'm thinking is that, oh my God, if there was a leak, we're going to lose all of our financial records.
Yeah.
That seems like a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. There's a reason at the bank they keep it in a vault.
See, here's the thing, okay?
What's the thing?
I put it in the gym bag because we don't have like a filing thing. So I figured...
We have a bureau.
I know, but that's where you keep your clothes, right?
No, I have a bureau that's got other stuff.
What's a bureau?
I've got my socks and my...
Well, right, that's where you keep your clothes.
Well, the top drawer in there actually is not clothes. It's
okay.
Just knickknacks.
Well, anyway, that's
yours. I've got a bunch of watches in there.
I put it in the gym bag initially.
Or what about the nightstand?
Listen,
that's got a drawer.
Listen, I put it in there so I knew everything was in one place. It wasn't going to get shuffled around. I could zip it up. That's where it is.
Yeah, let's take a step back. Why are the financial records in an old gym bag?
Well, that's just what I had available. It was empty. I could use it. It was good to go. And then I put it under the sink because. Okay, you bring up a good point that it could leak. I didn't think about that, but I was thinking in my head.
Also, who stores paperwork in the bathroom?
I know, but
were you reviewing our taxes from last year while you're on the potty?
Well, what do you do on the potty? Don't you read?
Not my taxes.
I don't know. I just figured it was a good place to put it. And I thought
I'm just scrolling Twitter.
If anybody went to look for something that had like our social security number or something on it, they wouldn't look under the sink.
Okay, well, I like where your head's at there.
It was like hidden, you know.
So you were intending to hide it? I feel like that's baloney. You weren't intending it. You just didn't think about it. You just stuffed it under there. Because, by the way, this is even though we have an ensuite, this is your bathroom.
It is.
And I never go in there. The couple of times I have, the tub is overflowing with toys from when the kids are here. And then you've just got a mound of clothes next to the toilet.
I do, yeah.
Instead of putting them back in the closet. Now, I'm not going to give you shade because my closet's messy, too.
I'm very messy in the bathroom.
In a bathroom.
This is like my little space, though. We've talked about this before, that like everybody has that little messy nook.
Don't ask any questions.
This is my messy nook. This is where everything is organized chaos in there. So I know where everything is.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and ask you two other questions. The gym bag says live strong on it, which is ironic because there are bank statements, okay?
So where did
this gym bag come from? Is this when you worked at a gym?
Yes.
She used to do marketing for a gym.
Yes,
so
when I worked at the gym.
Okay, well, I guess that makes some sense.
Yes.
And my next question is, do we have other paperwork being stored in the bathroom under the sink?
No, it's just all of like
just
the
all the really important financial. Yeah, that's got
like
all of our personal information.
Like our leases in there, our taxes, our W-2s.
Oh, so our lease agreement for the place is in there too.
Yes.
So there are other important documents there.
Well, they're all also available online.
You're like opposite of the Library of Congress. Whatever that thing, you're the opposite of that.
Sorry.
This is Robbie and Rochelle with intern Vince. It's Thirsty Thursday and time for Tipsy or Toddler.
And I really don't like doing these stupid games, you know, like a lot of dopey morning radio shows do, but I just couldn't help myself because I think this is so much fun. So the idea is you tell us whether or not, or you tell us a story and then we try to guess whether or not this is a story from when you were out drinking.
Or from when you were a kid.
Or from when you were a toddler. Because when you think about it, if you spend any time around a little kid, they say stuff, they sound, they walk, they stumble. It's like a drunk person leaving a bar.
It really is.
You know what I'm saying?
It really, really is.
You want me to try and give you one?
Okay.
I missed the toilet going to the bathroom?
Yeah, see, that's a good. That could be either.
Yeah,
that was an either
that
or.
That is both. That's not an either or. That's
whoops.
Both. I tried to spit out of the car and ended up falling out of the car.
I'm going to go with Tipsy.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's a tipsy story.
Line two, this is Kelsey.
Okay, I tried to kick a donkey and it ended up biting me on the nose. I ended up with stitches.
Kick a donkey?
Tried to kick a donkey? I'm gonna say she's tipsy. I think you're setting us up to make it sound like you were drunk, but what do you think?
I'm going toddler.
I was a very drunk adult.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah! Dang it!
I tried to hug her for a photo, and she wasn't feeling me, so she bit me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Wow.
All right, do we have another one? All right, line two. This is Bob. As I say, where Bob is from.
Hey, guys. I once dug a hole in front of my yard and buried all of my dad's bowling shirts in there. It's pretty crazy.
Buried dead shirts.
I gotta go toddler again. I feel like if you're maybe mad at dad, why is he still living at home? And coming
I hope
home?
It's
I don't
because
know.
You were tipsy, but what's the deal?
And I was a little kid.
Yes.
I was mad because... He wouldn't let me go to the bowling league with him. And then years later, I actually found out what the bowling league meant. And it was him going to his mistress's house, Wanda.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
well, that's
that took a bad turn.
That's a whole other story. I was going to say, because you weren't missing out if you were just going to the bowling alley.
All right, here's Gilda.
So we were on a cruise, and I gorged on fried shrimp and chocolate chip cookies and then proceeded to projectile vomit everywhere in our stateroom.
Oh, my gosh.
I like how they were in the stateroom on the cruise ship.
That's gross. I hope for the sake of the other people staying in those tiny rooms that you were a kid, but I have a feeling.
Did you hit an iceberg? Nope. Was this lady projectile vomiting on the Carnival cruise ship? Yeah, I'm going to say that she was a kid.
I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a long night of cleaning and having to have the sheets replaced and clothes washed. It was, I don't know, that was the last cruise that they ever took me on until I was an adult. And I always stayed with a relative when they went.
You're no longer invited.
You don't get to come on family vacation ever again.
Oh, man.
It reminds me of a story. I think I've told you this before. And I will go ahead and say I was a drunk adult.
Mm-hmm.
I was out and I had, I think it was stuffed shells, you know, with the cheese.
Oh, God. I feel like you can stop now.
And I was drinking after that. And let's just say it was a mess. And I thought I was okay once I got home. And I was still living with mom and dad at this point because I'm like 22 years old.
Right.
And I remember when I get up in the morning, my father's sitting there with his spectacles on reading the newspaper. And he says, please clean the front door.
Oh, no.
It's on the front door. And I guess it was because it was on my coat and I didn't realize it. Now, this is the middle of winter. And I had to go out in the yard in the snow and the ice and hose down my coat before I could even bring it to the dry cleaner. It was a disaster.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. I was not a toddler. I was drunk. I was tipsy. I was beyond tipsy. I was obliterated.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's do one more here. This is Karen.
Hi. I was kicked out of a Burger King for pooping on the floor.
Ew. Ew.
I think she was probably a kid, but gosh, I hope it was the other way around.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was a drunk adult.
Oh, no.
The day, I had about 5 month lives with TGI Fridays, and we ended up at Burger King for some reason where I was caught doing number two near their back door.
I cannot believe you're admitting that. Wow.
Well, talk about having it your way.
I'm a very questionable person with questionable decisions, and I haven't even done that.
All right, we don't have any more lines lit at the moment, so we're going to end it there.
Okay.
That's how we do tipsy or toddler. You may very well be aware of this already, but you can get our podcast wherever you get yours. Just search Robbie and Rochelle, or go to our page on the website, and it's streaming right there on demand for you. All right, a couple things trending this morning we thought you'd like to know. There's a reporter named Ashley who's going viral this week with her over-the-top reactions to just about everything at the haunted theme park. I'm not sure that this is really news, but you know, every one of the news channels always sends out a reporter.
Yeah.
You know, remember Ellen used to do this and try and scare people? They send someone with a microphone to walk through the haunted attraction.
I get it.
I feel bad for this poor girl, but here's a supercut of her freaking out through the course of the news. She's done the 6 o'clock news, the 7 o'clock, the 11. Here she goes. I love that they added in the James Brown song. That poor girl.
I get it. I feel for her.
Oh, wait a minute. I screwed up. That's a different thing. Sorry. What? I hit the wrong button.
Wait, that was...
That wasn't it. Believe it or not, that's the wrong thing.
That
I'm
wasn't
sorry.
Her screaming?
Yeah, there's a TikTok thing where people play James Brown to scare people.
Well, now I want to hear her screaming. Is it worse than that?
I don't know if I got it. I got the James Brown thing.
That's awesome.
Hey, you want to hear something scary?
It's James Brown.
It's a James Brown song. All right, here it is.
Scary costumes. I got the chills. I'm foaming. Wait, what? Are you getting all the clowns? Clownsy peanut butter? Oh, my God, you made me drop my phone. Oh, you're the clown.
This girl definitely needs her very own reality show. I feel like she would be a sensation.
I got to be honest. I like the James Brown one better. That seemed more dramatic to me.
All right, play the James Brown thing again. That is pretty good. Well, the CEO of Spanx, her name is Sarah Blakely, has sold the company to a new corporate owner.
Okay.
For over $1 billion. And to be sure, each of her employees who are moving on with the company now that she's retiring, she bought them 2 first-class tickets to any destination in the world and gave them each a check for 10 grand.
Wow.
Man, that's a way to spend $1 billion.
That's
huh?
amazing.
To celebrate this moment, I have bought each one of you 2 first-class tickets. Anywhere in the world.
She's like Oprah or something, right? Rochelle would be like, by the way, can you throw him some Spanx?
I mean, yes. Please. A couple pair?
If I'm going on a trip, I wouldn't mind some extra Spanx.
Absolutely.
I put my pants on, just like the rest of you, one leg at a time.
Well, the new face of the Gap, it's Katy Perry.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
And for the Christmas ad campaign this year, she'll be singing a cover of All You Need Is Love, the Beatles tune. Okay. I guess that was necessary.
That seems a little dramatic, doesn't it? It's okay. A Gap commercial. I thought they were supposed to be fun.
They should have gotten Lionel Richie. They would have been... That would have been better. Of all the American Idol judges.
I think they should play the James Brown again.
The Gap. Buy all your Christmas presents here. There you go. I agree. That makes me want to go.
Yeah.
Well, LeBron James was giving a interview after one of the games, and for some reason they go, hey, here's a question. Have you seen Squid Games? And he said, yeah, I saw it, and I didn't like the ending of it. I thought it was a disappointing ending. Well, he's now gotten a reply from the producers of the show. They said, well, have you seen the ending to Space Jam 2? Which, of course, he's in.
Ouch.
And it did not exactly get the best reviews for his
Ouch.
Acting abilities. Was that LeBron, or were those guys with the masks on from Squid Games? I couldn't understand what anybody was saying there.
They don't speak. You clearly haven't seen
no,
the show.
No, and I'm not going to say
Let
it.
Me remind you that we're here to give you a chance.
We were talking about this the other day, the movie Dune, #1 in the country. Vinny has gone to see it. We have not seen it yet. And Zendaya, who is a talked-about young actress, is in the trailer for the movie, and she's listed as one of the stars when you see, you know, who's in the movie.
Yeah.
She's only actually in it for about 7 minutes, and a lot of fans are upset about this, saying they were misled to believe that Zendaya was one of the stars of the movie. But, I mean, don't feel bad for her. I'm sure she's just fine.
She got paid.
You get paid either way.
She got paid.
You probably should feel bad for Taylor Swift, who's in about 2 minutes of that movie adaptation of the Broadway musical Cats.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That was a career mistake. You
she
know
got
I'm...
paid, too, though, so yeah. They're both doing just fine.
Well, inevitably, there'll be some Halloween stuff trending this week. There's a new poll of Americans. 57% say they believe in ghosts.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
You believe in ghosts?
I believe in ghosts, sure. I believe in spirits. We've talked about that before.
It is very strange how Rick, our cat, is always staring off into space.
See, the longer we're at this house, the more you're believing, right?
Rick is probably just disturbed.
Maybe.
He's probably just a weird cat.
Maybe.
Ain't daydreaming.
Or.
But he's always staring, like, above my head.
Uh-huh. It's creepy.
It is a little spooky.
It's
22%
creepy.
Of Americans say they believe in vampires. Now that I can get on board with.
Really?
They believe in vampires, zombies, and werewolves.
You can get on board with the vampires.
There's all kinds of times vampires walking around here.
Sucking your time.
Hey, you guys want to do another Zoom? No.
No.
Enough with the Zoom.
No Zoom.
No, God. No, God, please, no. No, no.
You'll like this. What type of alcohol pairs best with Halloween candy?
All alcohol. All the alcohol pairs well with all the candies. Give it to me. All
wine. Get the most votes.
Oh, wine. Okay.
They say wine, a dark red, especially pairs well with chocolate.
I did that the other day for dinner. I had a bottle of red and about 35 Hershey Kisses, remember?
That's right. So just remember when you're sticking your head into your kid's jack-o'-lantern this weekend, it's a wine tasting.
Yeah, go with the red.
That's right.
You are going to be my best friend forever.
According to a new poll from TripAdvisor, more than half of Americans say they regularly steal toiletries when they stay at a hotel.
Well, it's not stealing when you're in the room.
See, that's the way we always look at it.
It's
is
not.
That if you paid,
you paid
for, the,
for
room,
the room,
not like someone else is going to use the soap.
Right, they're not going to reuse it once you crack it open. Well, I hope they're not going to reuse it once you crack it open.
They can. You can always tell that it's a fresh piece of soap.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's got the little thing that says Hilton on it,
that's
you know, built
stealing.
Right into the soap. You know what bothers me, though, is that you go in the restroom and you usually can tell that they've just done that little flip.
On the toilet paper?
Yeah, they don't throw away the roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
They let you finish the roll.
Well, toilet paper is like a hot commodity, you know? You can't just throw
so
away a roll.
So here's what you do. You go to a hotel. You go underneath the sink. You take the brand new thing with the wrapper of toilet paper. You bring that on your next trip.
Ah.
And then you replace the one they left in there.
I'm not going to lie. Last year, when everything was going crazy with toilet paper, you and I stayed in a hotel, and I did take a roll of their toilet paper home with me because I just wasn't sure we'd be able to find it anywhere.
You
but
COVID hoarder.
I wasn't. I had one roll.
You and Albert Brooks on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I had one roll. Come on.
It was one roll.
Starts with one, and that's how you slide downhill.
Okay. Okay?
You're part of a dying breed, like people who can name all 50 states.
And researchers from Harvard University, yes, Harvard, say the average American is physically active for about a half an hour less each day than Americans in the year 1820. I mean, of course.
I mean, yeah, we
you
have
know,
cars.
They had no cars. That's right.
We all don't work on a farm.
Josiah, would you please come and wash my overalls? It would take you 6 hours just to come back to the house, Rubina.
Yeah.
Of course. Now you're just sitting there scrolling on Twitter. Thursday celebrity birthday file, Justin Guarini. Remember him?
Sort of.
From American Idol. He
Poor
lost
guy.
To Kelly Clarkson. He's 43. Joaquin Phoenix, 47 today. Julia Roberts. Andy Richter from Conan Show celebrates today. Bill Gates is 66. And just in time for Halloween, surely this is not a plot by the Hershey people. Today is National Chocolate Day.
Yeah.
Just say it out loud and watch the ads appear on your phone.
Right.
When you're scrolling and not working out in the field with Josiah. Okay. Have a fake Hershey kiss, do you? Well.
It's He Said. She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Here's the deal with Halloween candy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like most people, if you're like us,
yeah,
you'll buy the candy and then you'll find yourself eating it yourself. There's no Halloween candy left either for your kids or
right.
for whatever trick-or-treaters or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Every year.
The bottom line, we buy it and then we eat it and then we get to go buy it again. And the Halloween candy people know that,
right.
I think.
And it's even worse when you have kids because not only do you have it to hand out and you buy it weeks before and you've been eating it, but then they come home with a pillowcase full of candy and we usually have that in our house until Easter.
Yeah, I'm not really someone that likes candy.
Oh, I love it.
But I like on Halloween, you know, when in Rome, I'll have a candy bar.
I'll eat candy till I'm sick. Like, yeah. I would rather have candy than anything else. I love chocolate.
Do you have a favorite Halloween candy? Now, I'm not just asking candy. I'm saying you have a favorite Halloween candy. Now, for me, and I think I've mentioned this before, it's Smarties.
Yeah. Those are all right.
I like chocolate. Twix bar is good.
Smarties
bar is good.
Smarties remind me of Tums. So I
love Tums.
The smoothie Tums are amazing.
I take Tums every damn day.
I know you don't.
Matter of fact, you mix a little Tums with some vodka. Now you're talking.
Every time I'm too full, you're like, "Do you want me to get you a Tums?" I'm like, "No, it doesn't like alleviate the fullness."
That's what you do.
It's not what those do.
You put some vodka, grenadine, and Tums. Boom.
You're so old.
Here's the deal. Boom.
I mean.
Let's have some drinks.
Yeah, that's fair.
What is it? Tuesday at 4? Drinking time. What are we celebrating?
I know you can't have them, but I love the Reese's pumpkins. They're better for whatever reason, just like macaroni and cheese in the pumpkin shape. They just taste so good, and there's so much peanut butter in there. They're so amazing. They're my favorite Halloween candy.
It's funny to me how people will talk about Snickers and Reese's and they look so sad because I'm allergic to peanuts. Like, believe me, I'm living a fulfilling life not being able to eat a Reese's peanut butter cup. It's
I was able to get you a Snicker, though, because they finally made them with almonds.
Yeah, I love some almonds.
So you had your first Snicker bar at, like, 6 weeks ago.
All right, how about you? Your favorite Halloween candy. There's your He Said.
She Said.
It's Halloween week here with Robbie and Rochelle, and your He Said...
She Said.
Favorite Halloween candy. Candy treat.
Hannah said Skittles in those little bags are the best.
Mm.
Greg said cookies and cream Hershey bar.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily said Good and Plenty.
Oh, I remember those.
Ugh.
Oh, that was the white and pink, those little chewy candies.
Gross.
I remember those.
I don't like those at all.
You know what else is great in a little package? Mm. And you can attest to this, Zyrtec. Those are great. The travel size ones?
The fun size.
Fun size Zyrtec and Prilosec. When did this happen to me? I know I just had a birthday, but like...
Ridiculous.
All right, you can always get us on Facebook. You can also call us, 947-1106. We got a couple lines hanging on here.
Hello. I love holiday Reese's.
Holiday Reese's.
Yeah, like me, the pumpkin one. And then Christmas, they do the Christmas tree ones.
Oh, the trees and the eggs.
I don't know why... They just taste better than the regular Reese's.
They make them differently.
Do they actually make them differently?
I think the chocolate's thinner. It's better.
I agree with you. They're so peanut buttery and creamy and, oh, so good.
You should always make them that way.
What's that little chocolate egg that you get at Easter?
The Cadbury egg?
Yeah, every once in a while, when I was a kid, you'd go trick-or-treating and there'd be one guy on the street that would give you those. It's like, are these left over from Easter 6 months ago? Come on, man. There's always that one guy in the neighborhood, you know?
They're on sale.
Reese's peanut butter cups, hands down. I don't have to think about that.
He knows what he likes.
Here's Lisa.
Twix, definitely.
Oh, do you like them as they are or do you like them frozen?
Oh, that's a great question. I actually don't like a Twix frozen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I feel like you go one way or the other.
What's your favorite Halloween candy? There's your he said.
She said.
It's he said. She said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Favorite Halloween candy.
Kelly said Sour Patch Kids. Jolene said Blow Pop Suckers. And Melissa said Nerds. I have a video of her. She used to call them turds. So she would listen, this is so funny.
But what do you want?
I want turds.
Wait, show me. What are those called?
Oh, turds.
She would run around saying, I love turds. I want more turds.
She's not like every drunk girl I knew. Back at frat parties and
sure.
stuff.
Sure.
I think I'm having a midlife crisis today. I really do.
I feel like you might be. This is a lot.
Back when I was in college.
Are you drinking Pepto right now? What is that?
No.
Okay.
Yes. All right, let's go to the phone here.
Most people make fun of me, but I love candy corn.
Oh.
Daughter Lola loves candy corn. I don't get it.
Does she? Does she? Like, I like to eat each section by itself. Like, I'm really weird. I'll sit there and be like, nang, 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 nang.
Wasn't there a story earlier this year that Budweiser is doing a limited edition candy corn beer for October only?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
So wash down that candy corn with some Bud.
Ooh.
Budweiser.
Shotgun, baby, shotgun.
Favorite Halloween candy, or he said.
She said.